you would think that when that those similar attacks are being launched right across the country, the obvious thing for the union leadership to do would be to use that campaign as a model about how you're going to launch a national campaign against the new Labour-imposed pay freeze on the public sector. As Janice has already pointed out, that's not what they're doing. They are using their energy and valuable resources to attack CAS and three other Socialist Party members who are now facing a witch hunt in the union. And this, as Janice said, is an absolute disgrace, but it's not been met lying down. There's a serious fight which CAS has been.
Brothers and sisters, it is the case that on the 24th of November, myself and three other comrades will be facing a disciplinary hearing. Not from our employers, but from our own trade union. They are expected at some point after 12 years as the France Secretary, my employer might have a go at me, but I didn't expect the trade union to do it. But I will say this, we are guilty of something. We are guilty of demanding that the unions break with New Labour. We are guilty of demanding the election of all union officials. We are guilty of demanding democracy, not bureaucracy. We are guilty of demanding I've been guilty, but we are not guilty of the slurs. We've been accused of racism because we used the ancient Buddhist proverb of the three wise monkeys to describe our union leaders. We've been guilty, we've been accused of racism for using that image. How dare they? How dare they level charges of racism against Socialist Party members when it's our comrades who time after time have led campaign after campaign against racism and against the fascists. And by the way, lately we have found out that the union themselves have been using the image. And yet they won't. When I have said that I want that leaflet that the union used with that image as a part of my case, I have now been told, I have a letter last week, that they will not admit that evidence into the hearing. We still have evidence of full-time union officials outside an employers' conference handing out bananas to delegates. Now, they didn't take any care to find out, first of all, whether any delegates were black or Asian or maybe offended by bananas being handed out to them. But that is not going to be allowed as part of my defence of my hearing. I have been told that that is not relevant. The hearing goes ahead on the 24th of November. It will take place at the Hilton Metropole, where once again the union bureaucrats will be put up at a cost of thousands of pounds a day to hear our case over 5 days. We have organised a demonstration on that day. There are leaflets on your seats, and we're asking as many people as possible to turn up. There's also a sheet asking you to leave your details, email addresses, so we can keep people updated. But why is this witch hunt happening? It is happening because the trade union bureaucracy, the right wing, New Labour, had no answers. They have no answers to the economic crisis that the bosses want us to pay for. It is happening because we have had failure after failure from so-called union leaders. And it's happening because Socialist Party members articulate the anger felt by union members as a result of those failures. And it's happening because next year there are elections for the National Executive Committee and they are petrified, they are terrified they will lose their seats and we will have in unison what has happened in the PCS. Now, as far as those elections are concerned for the NEC, we call for unity. We want to ensure that we have a real left challenge. We call for a genuine unity, because no other unity will do, because there is so much at stake. The right wing have much to fear. There is a mood to fight. I'm extremely proud of our record in Greenwich. Our single status agreement, our pay and conditions agreement has been mentioned, where thousands of workers benefited, where not a single person lost a single penny or has to work an extra hour. And by the way, as far as that slogan is concerned, not a penny from our pay, nor an hour on the day. A slogan used by the miners in the general strike in 1926 became a disciplinary offence in unison because I was threatened with disciplinary action for using that slogan, I kid you not. As well as the single status agreement, we have run increased pay for social workers, increased pay for classroom assistants, nursery nurses, cleaners, cooks, gardeners, road sweepers, caretakers, dustmen and dustwomen, and that's what the right-wing bureaucracy are absolutely petrified of. We are guilty of fighting for our members. We are guilty of fighting and winning increased pay. We are guilty not just of fighting for defence services, but of saving them. In Greenwich, when the employer decided to close 6 libraries, within a week of campaigning, we've had that decision reversed. We are guilty of saving jobs. I will give you 2 very quick examples, and these are important. In March of this year, a dustman called Lee, who had an epileptic fit, was told by the employers that he couldn't work until they decided he was fit. They sent him home and they said he was sick. His doctor said he was fit. His consultant said he was fit. And then, because he didn't turn up for work, they sacked him for sickness. It's a trade union branch like ours that fought for Lee, and now he will be back at work with paid arrears. Yesterday I went to a meeting where her employer yesterday for one reason and for one reason alone, because she is pregnant. Yes, in 21st century Britain, we still have women being sacked for being pregnant. And what we will do on Monday morning is we will launch the campaign for justice for Leah. It is important that I raise those 2 examples because we are talking about human beings. We are talking about people. We are talking about individuals. We're also guilty, again, guilty of a lot. But we're guilty as well of fighting workplace bullying, where we ensure that the victims of bullying are not the ones that are moved, but the perpetrators, the bullies, are moved. And we had a councillor moved out of an office last week as a result of allegations of bullying made against that particular individual. We make a pledge to every single Unison member. We make a pledge to the Lees and the Leers that we will not leave them to fight alone. Their employers, those who sack them, I have no problem saying this. People who sack disabled workers, people who sack women because they are pregnant, are truly the scum of the earth. And the trade union leaders. The trade union leaders who refuse to stand up to those bosses are not much better and are not far behind. The Lees and the Leers who are the salt of the earth. And as I said, I make a pledge to all Unison members, witch hunt or not, we will not leave you to fight alone. We've been victorious in Greenwich precisely because we are socialists. It's because we are socialists that we will fight on behalf of our members. It's because we are members of the Socialist Party that we're now being attacked by those who side with the bosses over the workers. Make no mistake, this is a political attack, a witch hunt against the Socialist Party. But because we are socialists, we are confident we can be victorious. We will continue to defend every past gain while fighting for future concessions for workers. We have shown the way. We can lead by example. And at the same time, we'll be fighting for a better future. We'll be fighting to build the forces that will usher in a new, better, fairer society. Forces that will sweep away the bosses, lackeys who inhabit our units. That will sweep away the witch hunters, the betrayers and the cowards. We are building the forces that will bring a socialist society, forces that will bring a socialist future. And I urge anybody who has not yet already done so to join us in that struggle tonight. Thank you very much.